This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to Training Unleashed, the show that will help you design and deliver training that's off the chain and will make a difference. Now, here's your host, Evan Hackel.
Hello, everyone, to what I think is going to be a really, really interesting episode of Training Unleashed. Before we get going, I want to thank my sponsors, C-Suite TV and C-Suite Radio. Without them, I would not have a show. They're amazing sponsors. Today, we're going to be talking about artificial intelligence and training. And I think this is a really, really cool topic. My guests are Don and DeMario McElwain, and their company is Skilledora. And I'm just trying to think of that ultimate, like, first question. So we'll just have fun. Should we be scared of AI coming into the training world?
Not at all. That's a common question.
That's a great question. And we talk about that all the time. But, you know, just really feeling like AI is already here. So, you know, it's kind of already around us. So coming into the training world, hey, we might hit here first, but I think it's on the pathway to that, especially in the near future.
So I'm going to ask you a double question.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll answer the first one, but I'll tell you the second one after because it'll preface us a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. The first question is, what are the common uses of AI in training today? And then the second question, which I'll literally ask you after you answer the first question, is what are you guys doing that's different?
Ooh.
Okay.
The first
question is, how is AI currently being used in the training space?
Yeah. Do you want me to take that one?
Sure. Yeah.
Yep. So that's a great question. We get that a lot. So today we're seeing it really be pioneered in the medical space where doctors, so I saw something at like MIT and how they're using it with medicine, but it's being used to teach future doctors medicine.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is pretty exciting. Right. And that's not the only way it's being used in the learning space. They're pioneering it. I know in Japan, there's a company similar to us who's already pioneered it in learning. So we're watching that closely.
Yes.
Now, how are we different is the real question.
No, I get to ask it.
Okay.
I get to ask it, but I just want to make a comment.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because I had pre-presumed an answer to my first question. Because in our training at Tortle Training, we use AI all the time for very simple things. Like when we create a course, before we do the final professional audio version of that course, we use an AI voice. So that when we're looking at it, you know, we'll call it the rough stage, you know, rather than paying talent twice, if there needs to be a change, we use an AI voice. Not really AI training, but AI in the training space there is good. And those AI voices are becoming really good. And we do have some clients that, particularly when they want a second language, like a Spanish or something of that nature, will just use an AI voice to cut back because they don't have as many learners. But you're telling me that we already have people using it actually in a learning space as a learning tool, not an enabling tool, which is cool. But let's now go to what makes you different. What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
I'll say one thing that makes us different is, you know, understanding that, you know, a lot of people are using the AI voice. That's becoming very popular right now, especially in training.
Yeah.
But what we have added is the touch of the AI face, like the talking head. That makes us different because not only with the voice, you have actually a person that really don't exist.
A digital human, as they call it, digitally created human.
That's now teaching you the course.
Yeah.
So it's kind of combining that voice with that face.
To humanize it a bit.
Yeah. So you're able to create like animated kind of human looking characters. Do they look like real humans? I mean, this is a TV show, but it's really just a recording of a podcast, so we can't really show visuals.
Yes.
But do the people look really human, or they look more like an anime human?
Human. They definitely look human.
Yeah, it's about close enough. Actually, they look better than me, so, you know.
I just want to make sure, while we're in this conversation, am I talking to two live people? Are you two AI people you created for the podcast?
Can you feel this?
Hey, that's a great question. You know,
it is a great question.
Give me a little bit of time. I might come up with something like that.
Well, the reason it's a great question though is the Tesla guy, the gentleman who, what's his name?
Tesla, yes.
Elon Musk.
Yes, thank you. Elon Musk. Yeah, Elon Musk is really pioneering this space in a major way. And one of the things that we found he prides himself off of is creating digital humans who look so human-like you cannot tell if you're being interviewed by an AI or a human. So he's really pioneering the human features, the human quality. So that's a great question that you have. Are we real? Yes. So.
Well, I got to tell you, if you weren't real, it would be utterly amazing. Because in the pre-work we do, your interaction, you know, definitely it's not something I could think you could make up.
You couldn't program this right here, you know.
No. So look, I can get, you know, being in the space very easily, how having AI animated people could make, you know, the creation of interesting, engaging training easier. And, you know, a lot of times, even when you use actors, there's imperfections in how they act and what they do, because it's hard, you know, Matt Damon and Jennifer Aniston are not doing training videos.
Right. Yeah. So, no, they're not.
But I think, unless I'm wrong, is that you also are doing in ways in which the training is interactive and the responses are different based on the learner and the need at the moment. Is that correct?
Well, what I would say, and I was going to add this on where we're different is, so what you might be referring to is we do have a discovery assessment. So we have a line of products that are assessments where the AI coach is giving an interaction. So just imagine the last assessment you took, if it weren't just a PDF, something you could read, but an AI coach giving you that feedback and explaining what it all means. That is a second, you know, way that we're different in using.
Right. But that person, does it vary based on the answer you gave?
It could. So with our assessments, with the training, not so much. The training is pretty standardized where it's introducing a topic. It's an hour long course and it's pretty standardized. But the assessments, which are based on how you answer the questions with different feedback findings, will give you different responses based on your results.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Thank you.
So if I'm a leader-led training and now doing virtual-led training, how many years do I have left in my career before I'm completely replaced?
I would love to take this one. I have to tell you, great question. And as a fellow trainer, I get this question all the time where my fellow training community says, what are you trying to do? Put us out of business? And the answer is no, we are trying to pioneer a new space for you. So if I could explain, as a trainer, what I found in working with the AI is I became a programmer. People like you and I need to program the AI. So you take all your great knowledge and you lend it as a subject matter expert, and you are the person who begins to program how these AI, not only what they convey, but how you want them to behave, because you know what good looks like. So I'm asking my fellow training community to reimagine that you have the opportunity to help program something great. Look at it as a new hat that we're wearing in this case.
Well, I think you guys know the show's called Training Unleashed.
Yes.
And the reason it's called Training Unleashed is because of a belief on my part and the company's part that training is underutilized.
Yes.
That companies do not do enough training, and the impact on training on results, improving every metric you want, whether it's a safety metric, a sales metric, whatever is huge, that if you do training right, you unleash training to improve growth and profitability in companies. So I think that there is plenty of room for AI training and not to limit it. In fact, if anything, maybe to expand it, because people will get more used to and then be desiring higher level training. Someday, maybe 100 years or so, that all trainers will be at the beach.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think there is so much room, and the easier these things get, the more accepting people will be. And one of the biggest problems in this industry is really bad training.
Yeah.
You know, and when you talk about e-learning, a lot of people think of e-learning as a PowerPoint with somebody talking. And yes, you know, that set the industry back a long, 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 long ways. So with your company, you're doing AI voices, AI people. Do you do AI animation too, or just like more looking like actual people?
It's more just looking like actual people. And you have to think that this is our first wave. So it's kind of like a soft push into, based on some of the questions you have asked already, it's our reasoning for like gradually changing the landscape as we go along. Yeah. But right now it's really just based on talking heads scenario, you know, just your typical training style.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you a tough question. I'm going to put that right out right now. It's a tough question. You're a relatively small company.
Yes.
Competing against much bigger companies. How do you see your path to success given the amount of competition you have?
Well, you know, that's a great question, you know, but I believe there's a lot of, you know, e-learning platforms in this space today, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot more. But I like to look at us like we are a choice. It's simply a choice. You know, with the other companies that's out there that's much larger, I don't see them changing their platform to just start hosting all AI. But, you know, we're kind of coming in saying, hey, this is a different approach to the e-learning space. You know, some people who still love the real, you know, human that can't speak, because I'm that person, you know, I'm not going to talk properly all the time. But then on another side, the AI kind of gives you, if you're looking for something that's solid and consistent all the time, then, you know, we're that choice for you.
And I got wrapped up into what you were saying, but is it okay if I also add a perspective on here as well? So a couple of things. I think it boils down to, there will always be people who want the traditional platform. There's always going to be a place for the other people, right? But I think we saw value in getting here first. So what can't be taken away at this point is we are the first in the US to license and have a complete AI learning platform. We like the fact that we're first. As a result, we get to pioneer this space. So what's really interesting is when we were building this, there aren't any rules yet. So we had to create them. One thing that we talk about in our teaser video is how I'm an accredited trainer and had no idea that I couldn't just take my knowledge and put it on paper and upload it into an AI. I had to like humanize it. Well, no one's teaching that yet because it's not being done yet. So I had to also learn, how do you make this AI have a personality and laugh a little and feel human, like things we're used to. So this is a space, we understand the assignment is pioneering something new and creating the standard for the guys coming and girls coming. So that's exciting for us.
So you guys are literally cutting edge.
Yes.
Sometimes people use the word bleeding edge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know about that too. As entrepreneurs. Yeah.
Yeah. That is really impressive. And they're generally big rewards for people that go first.
Tortle Training's Learning Matter experts are passionate about designing effective solutions that move the needle. Whether your organization needs development of e-learning courses, instructor-led training, or assistance with creating optimized electronic versions of employee handbooks, our team can help. To learn more, visit tortle.com/learning-development.
So what I'm hearing from you is that your product really plays on your platform.
Yes.
So if I was using, you know, Storyline or Articulate or like Tor or some other tool, could I integrate yours into that? Or can I only work and play on your platform?
Well, today it is basically on our platform.
Okay.
And like I said before, I don't know what the future holds just yet, but as of today, you know, it's just on our platform and we're kind of walking into the market slowly to see how people react and what they want. So, when I
use your platform, okay, and, you know, I'm asking as a host, but I'm also asking as a potential customer. So
yes,
we'll put that out there. Am I creating a course on your platform that I could then SCORM wrap and run on another LMS, or will it only run on your platform?
She's going to love this one.
So I'm going to, because I knew where you were going as a trainer. I knew where you were going with this. So today what Wave One looks like, it's a direct to consumer and our consumer are learners. So we're building courses from our Skill-Door catalog directly to the learner, which doesn't leave any space for someone to come who's not a Skill-Door employee to customize. However, in Wave Two, in the very near future, we are creating a corporate model, so to speak, right? In a corporate model, we'll give, let's say, a training company or partner like you who has their own trainings in mind to run through our system. It's not quite self-serve, but there will be an opportunity where you can send your requirements over and you get a product that you then own and you can put it wherever, whether it's your own LMS or wherever you'd like to host it. So today
you're building your own content.
Yes.
Which you're selling to learners in the public format.
Correct. Yes.
Right. In the future, a training company or a business directly could go to you. You could create a custom course based on what they need.
Yes.
And then they could then take that, SCORM wrap it, and then run it on their LMS.
Absolutely.
That would be huge.
Oh, we have this people in the pipeline waiting for that.
This is already in the works. Like I said, we're actually, you know, just seeing what that looks like today, you know, just seeing what the needs assessment would be and things of that nature and in the turnaround time frame.
Very near future, I should say.
So I'm gonna ask you a tough question.
Yeah.
Okay. I like to ask tough questions, and you may not have an answer, and that's okay if you don't have an answer. Do you feel that you'll be price competitive with other courseware developing companies when you start doing corporate work, or will your product be a premium product that would be more expensive than if somebody just, you know, hired a company or hired, well, obviously people hire internal people, it's hard to compete with that. But I guess the question I'm having is, do you see yourself as a big premium, or do you think that you're going to be really able to compete in the average everyday price points?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I believe that, you know, especially starting off, we will have to be competitive because we're doing something new and we got to gain some trust from our buying consumers. So therefore, we would be competitive. You know, as I like to reference it as the Walmart way. You remember how Walmart started with the rollback and everything, coming out with a plan similar until we build up trust and notoriety in the marketplace and then take it from there.
Interesting.
There will be some premium add-ons though. Like for example, there are some corporations who've expressed, we want this in multiple languages, right? So that would be, and of course, so I think you're right. I think the relationship starts from a competitive edge, if you will. And then there has some premium upsells or offers.
Languages actually are a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you plan languages now at all?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Do you do, you know, now for some of our listeners, you're going to see me get in the weeds, which I don't normally do. I try to avoid the weeds in a big way.
Yeah.
Do you do cultural translation or literal translation?
Oh, that's a great one.
I believe it is cultural. So we haven't rolled that part out yet. I know we have it available. One of the selling points, and it's funny you ask this, in the conversation with the corporate list, the backlog of people who want that Wave 2, part of their reasoning for wanting it is diversity, right? Are people who say, listen, we want to appeal to a diverse audience. We want, you know, we want representation, or we want it to say this. And so we're finding a big diversity play. So right now it's cultural translation. Yeah.
So my definition of difference between literal and cultural is you can literally, like, you go to Google Translate and literally translate. But the way in which people speak within their natural culture, I'm not saying this for you because I know you guys know this. I'm saying this for the audience.
Sure. Yes.
Is that they actually, how they say it with the cultural mix is different than the literal translation. And a cultural translation, which I would think with the AI be complicated, but would be really huge.
Yes.
You know, the difficulty with non-AI based training in language conversion is one, it takes a lot of work and people really have to have a knowledge of the language to do the translation. And then the translation doesn't work necessarily with the timing, the visuals, all the other things going on. So then the courses themselves have to change. But if you're doing this all with AI, I could see how that could be a huge cost benefit. And I have, at Tortle, we have clients, one in particular that looks at about 15 languages every time they build a course.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, because they're an international company. So, you know, they're in China, they're in Greece, they're in Spain, Portugal, obviously English, French, French Canadian, you know, they it adds up pretty easily. So
it does. And I think if I could just add this, I think it speaks to sort of what I was mentioning earlier, that we found very quickly that literal translations, even in English, don't always make for a good course. That's what I'm saying. Is just because I have the words, by the time the AI says it, it comes across stale or dry or not connected. So we almost have to become good at figuring out what's a natural cultural behavior right here. Where do we put this pause point or this comma so that this feels right? This is what we're used to hearing.
Being from Boston, I'd like my training with a nice Boston tang to it.
You were just there in Boston. Yes.
I am joking. This has been very interesting. Of course, we now need to get wrapping up, but I know that our listeners are very interested in what you're doing. And, you know, some of them on the corporate side, you're not ready yet, but they're going to want to follow you. They're going to want to know what's going on. So tell us about your company and how do we reach you if we want to know more?
Yeah. Do you want me to take this one so we don't talk over each other?
As you can see, we are married for real.
I just think it's really advanced AI.
Yes, we are married. That's why I sit quietly a little bit. No. You know. But I will first start off and you jump
sure,
in.
Sure.
Skilledora, really, it's an e-learning and social community platform and application, which I know we're talking about the AI aspect of Skilledora, but it's also, is per se, I like to say in a comical way, is Coursera and Facebook got together, their child would be Skilledora.
Yeah, the membership piece of
yes.
Facebook.
So, you know, that is the aspect of our company side.
I think you said it very well. It is a community-based membership site. So it's a download, or you can go directly on your PC to the web. It's myskilledora.com. And basically, the idea that we want to appeal to, we appeal to professionals. So many of our courses are in the professional space. And we like to say it's a course that you can take on a lunch break. Our model is that all of our courses are 1 hour in length. When you come to us, you know exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get 4 modules, 12 lessons, power-packed, perfectly presented with this AI. And so you'll never have to like repeat to hear what was said. It'll be very clear for you. And it's a brand experience. And if you love it, you can share something about it. You can join the groups, the courses. Each course has a group of people who've already went through that course, alumni. You can share and invite friends to learn with you. So we really wanted to bring forward that membership and community aspect with this.
That's
so
really cool.
Yeah.
So you said the URL very quickly.
Yes.
A lot of people do not have access to the descriptions. By the way, you can always go to trainingunleashed.net to read more about the course and learn about them. But if you want to give the URL again,
that absolutely, yes. And I will slow down a little bit. It is myskilldora.com. Myskilldora.
And I'm just going to ask you nicely to spell it.
Absolutely. It's myskill, SKILLDORA.com. Myskilldora.com. And Dora means gift. That's why we named the company.
Oh, what a great name. Yeah. What a great name. Now, transitioning beautifully on the gift.
Yes.
I understand you have an offer for us.
That was good. That was nice. We do. Do you want to talk about
today, you know, of course, you still have to have a membership on Skilldora, but the offer is we have two free courses. We have a course on emotional intelligence, which is a great course, and a course on digital marketing. So it not only will it give you some information and you can walk away with the skill, but you can actually get the feel of how our courses work on the platform.
That's right. That's right.
That's awesome. And how do we get these?
Yep. You simply go to myskilldora.com. Once you're in as a member, you will see the free courses, the complimentary courses for you.
Okay. So just got to go to the website and you got these two free courses to take.
Absolutely.
And that sounds absolutely fantastic. As you both know, we end the show with, if you had one tip, one thing that you wanted to pass on, we're two of you, so you each get to go. Don, you can go first. I don't want a family battle here, so I'm just choosing you first.
No, we're married. The woman always goes first.
Okay. I would say really being open to innovation. If I had been closed off to the whole, no, I want to train this way, I'm a trainer, I would just say being open to what's new opportunities and new innovation.
That's cool. That's a great tip.
Thank Still you.
Life advice.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Right. Thank
that
you.
That was good, dear. Yes.
Thank you,
Well, you know, I will just tag on from my side with a different slant, of course, just to go a little bit off script. I would say, you know, I've been in the development space for some years now. Rogue developer, as my wife calls me.
Yes, rogue.
And, you know, I'm about to turn 50.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to add on that, hey, if you are creating something, you know you're on to something, just keep doing it.
Don't give up.
Don't give up at all. It's going to manifest into something that you're going to really be proud of.
Wow.
Wow. That's good. That is good.
So good. That was good. I'm touched, actually.
You guys have been great guests. I always love learning about what's coming. And I think you've not just told us about what's coming, you're telling us about what's here.
Yes.
And is going to become a much bigger part of our training lives. So I want to thank both of you. I also want to thank the audience. Without the audience, I don't have a show, and I truly appreciate you taking the time to listen. And of course, my sponsors, C-Suite TV and C-Suite Radio. Thank you all very much.
Training Unleashed is brought to you by Tortle Training, specializing in e-learning and interactive online training solutions for corporate, government, nonprofit, and franchise organizations. Tortle makes effective training easier. Just go to tortle.net to gain access to real-world tools that can make a difference. That's tortle.net, T-O-R-T-A-L, tortle.net.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.